You're listening to The Contrary Beekeeper Show. I'm Dan.
I'm Greg.
And I'm James.
Join us as we journey into beekeeping while we learn to be the change,
one hive at a time.
Today we're talking about why we put the show together, what our goals are for the show, and what does it mean to be a contrary beekeeper. Let's get after it. Well, here we are, three beginning beekeepers from Ohio, trying to better understand the bees and our relationship with them. You know, it's tricky when you're a beginner to try to filter out and sort through all the information and the books and the videos, let alone the opinions. And even if you ask 10 local beekeepers the same question, you're going to get 85.5 different answers. And it's very tricky when you're first getting started to understand all of these different things about bees. And we'll spend the rest of our lives learning bees and never really fully understand all those aspects. But, you know, it's important to understand why the bees do what they do so we can better learn and understand how to do the things that fit our management goals. And I think that's one of the important aspects of this podcast is we can honestly and humbly share our beginning experience with folks to maybe give them a launch point, a place to start, to give them a little bit more confidence and maybe a little more understanding from the beginner's aspect rather than, you know, having to digest and read every single book and every single video. You know, what we want to do here is just kind of share our experience, and we hope that folks will find that valuable.
I think it would be immensely valuable.
I couldn't agree more.
For me starting off, if I got so many answers in the I'd ask questions and I'd get so many answers and it would just leave me with more questions. It was always a difficult thing for me. They'd say, oh, go read this book. I'd read said book and I'd just be even more lost.
And that's where it gets tricky quick is a lot, you know, I'd say most folks who get into beekeeping, you know, they want to do right by the bees. You know, they want to see them survive. They don't want to have to, you know, put all kinds of chemicals and things in the hives. They want to, you know, not have the bees swarm and leave, you know, their bee yard. They don't want to lose their investment and all the equipment and the bees. And when you try to, you know, dig through and find all this information, it gets to be really, really hard. And the information you do find, a lot of it is based on how to do certain things, how to add a honey super, how to, you know, flip your boxes, how to checkerboard your frames, maybe how to get them ready for winter. But there seems to be a fundamental lack of understanding and why the bees do what they do. You know, why is it exactly that all these things are occurring? And I think that would help us better understand how to actually carry out those tasks in the bee yard.
And the why is exactly why I'm here. Because I remember realizing that when I got my bees last year, I got packages and I put the sugar to them. Coming in this spring this year, I put the sugar to them. Not really sure why. I just did. So it's something I'm really interested to get into with you two is to figure out more of why things happen in the hive, why they're going on, what's actually happening in their environment during the time of the year. So I think that's going to be a great benefit to all of us.
So James, tell us a little bit about why you're getting into beekeeping this year.
Well, beekeeping's been on my mind for a couple of years now. You know, as we've all been friends for a couple of years, I've seen your journey into beekeeping the last 2 years, and it's honestly sparked an interest in me to want to do it on my own for multiple reasons. One, me having a family, we go through honey quite a bit. Two, I suffer from seasonal allergies, so to have honey so close to home to possibly help me get through these allergies, I think very beneficial to me. Three, just to make some meat and get drunk.
Yeah, I was really impressed no one mentioned alcohol until now. There's some really good hooch with honey.
Yeah, there is.
And I think all of us here have already dabbled in it and have some very, very good batches already.
So, Dan, why did you get into beekeeping?
for me, I purely started the journey. I have a operating farm, and I saw the cash symbol. And then I got into it, and I found it the most calming and relaxing thing for me.
Therapeutic.
Yes, yeah. Very therapeutic. It turned into something that was more to be an add-on to our farm, and now it turned into something that is just deeply fascinating to me. I never knew there's aspects of the honeybee that are still unexplained to this day. Everyone has theories about it, and just something like that, and I'll never be an expert, since there's so much knowledge, just makes me want to dive in deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, bees are incredibly fascinating, and it seems like no matter how much you learn, you'll never really fully understand everything there is to about the bees. But that's kind of the fun thing, is it's always a challenge. There's always something different year by year with, you know, the nectar flows and what pollen's coming in and the weather. So it's, you know, kind of always keep you on your toes. But there's also, you know, for us, there's a certain old-time way about, you know, keeping bees. You know, it's something that we want to learn to be able to pass down to the kids. That would be an important skill for them to have. You know, no matter if they decide to, you know, keep on with the homestead or farmstead life or not. But I think there's a lot of important lessons you can learn by, you know, keeping bees, by observing and, you know, learning when to act, when to react. So there's a lot of you know, key components that I think are translate beyond just, you know, the honey, and keeping bees. You know, one of the other things that are important with us, with the bees, is outside of the livestock that we have here on the farmstead and the orchard, is we're always trying to work with nature rather than against it. So, you know, by us putting bees in a box and trying to manage that the best way we can, you know, we're learning that there's definitely ideals that you have, and then there's a reality that goes along with that, depending on what your management goals are and what your goals are for the bees. And you know, for us in a family of nine, to keep all of us in honey is, you know, it's quite expensive. So, you know, one of our early goals is, you know, it is to make some honey. But we want to make sure that we have, you know, a lot of bees going into the winter. So, you know, going into the winter, we're heavily stocked. So we can come out of, you know, this coming spring with a lot of bees. So, you know, we're looking at more, I think this coming year, is to focus on making bees, making a little bit of honey, but to do it in a way to where we're not buying bees next year, and we can maybe have bees and honey, you know, for sale next year or the following year. But I think that's one of the important things, you know, to keep in mind with this podcast is, you know, we do all these things in ways that are contrary to modern beekeeping. We're not intentionally trying to be, you know, contradictive or go against the grain, but with, you know, how we all three, you know, raise our families and what we do on the farmstead, how we manage our life in general is definitely contrary to how most folks do things. And not that we're trying to be different, that's just the path that we've, you know, kind of cut out for ourselves. So with beekeeping, it's really, you know, no different. You know, we are the, you know, contrary beekeepers, and we just do things that are contrary to conventional beekeeping. You know, we're not ones to, you know, jump on any kind of bandwagon necessarily, and do things just because, you know, folks say to do it. We want to try to understand why all these things happen so we can better understand how to do those things. And that is definitely seems to be a contrary approach to, you know, most of the outlets out there for education. So I think with the three of us, with our different styles, our different goals, our different management practices, I think we have something to offer to folks. And I hope that us sharing, you know, our experience will resonate with folks in a way that will be meaningful to them, especially if they're on the fence or they're, you know, looking to get into beekeeping. I think we, you know, have something that's meaningful for them.
What is our actual goals with this show? Where do we see it going? What do we want to do with it?
Well, we all have families. We're all running farmsteads, have full-time jobs. So, you know, to say we're going to put a show out every week is just, that's just not going to happen with our time constraints. But what we can do is we can share our experience in a way that helps, you know, paint an accurate picture of the things that we are going through throughout the season, And just share that with folks that might be on the fence, and you know, maybe they'll want to, you know, give this beekeeping thing a shot. So I think, you know, keeping our time constraints in mind, and also our priorities in mind, I think we could put out one or two shows a month. And I think that'll be kind of an important look into the beginning side of beekeeping and those things that we face as the year progresses. Well, what do you guys say we keep this one short and sweet and go out there in the bee yard and get after it?
Absolutely.
That sounds good with me.
Well, guys, thanks for listening to our the intro show here. Be sure to like, subscribe, check us out on Facebook, and share us with all your friends.
Owl ears.
Be the change.
And remember, keep it contrary.
Hey, one's in the books.
Oh, shit. We didn't hit record. Wait, is all our mics on?